So then a Jesuit provincial superior told him, you got a choice. Leave the order of the priesthood or leave Congress. So he left Congress for 4 years. I lived with his Jesuit. He taught many hours. He believes in abortion. Well, sisters, thanks for the question. So, the answer is no. Latin was removed from the liturgy under pressure from hundreds of bishops. And the reason, of course, Pope Paul VI, by the way, when in 1968 he published Humanae Vitae, condemning contraception. He lived for 10 more years. He never published another encyclical because one half of the world's bishops, one half, voted against the Pope. 50%. France, Canada, Germany, and the German document rejecting Humanae Vitae was written for the bishops. My fellow Jesuit, Karl Rahner. Sisters, that's why I'm here. Sisters, I know what's going on in the Catholic Church. So, thanks for the question. As I asked you, sisters, fill the box with questions. Now we begin our classes on the Sacrament of Penance. And I thought the best place to start would be to give you the list. The infallible definitions on the Sacrament of Penance defined by Pope Julius III, and just around the eve, November the 25th, 1551. Today is November what? 24th. Talk about timing. Now what I will do, sisters, Frank and I will go to town tomorrow and he will photograph. It comes to 2 pages. I will give you a copy, and because my writing is so bad, sisters, my first spanking by a sister of Notre Dame, I was in the first grade. She said, Johnny, your writing is terrible. Nobody can read it. Well, I tried, but I did not improve. So she called me to the front of the room. It was the good old days. And she took out a 15-inch ruler. She told me, I was 6 years old, to raise my 2 hands this way, and she hit my fingers about 10 times. It hurt. Will you please learn how to write? Oh, how I tried. So this is going to be printed, sisters, I mean, my printing is more legible than my writing. At any rate, and if I may, I would prefer to stand, if you don't mind, sisters. Each quotation, in other words, I'm giving you the 15 principal definitions of the Catholic Church on the sacrament of penance, all infallible teaching. Number one, the reason for the sacrament of penance. First, in my own words, the reason for the sacrament of penance is to restore the state of grace to those who have sinned mortally after baptism. Now, sisters, the definitions, as you know, are condemnations of the opposite heretical teaching. Each definition is a condemnation of the erroneous heretical teaching. It is canon number one in the Church's definitions. It reads, and sisters, you don't have to put everything down because, as I said, by tomorrow, people have photographed. Does that make sense? Give me a chance then to say a few words. I doubt if you will finish all 15 this morning. Get a copy of these tomorrow. What's the dogma? If anyone says that penance is not instituted by Christ the Lord for reconciling the faithful to God as often as they fall into sin after baptism, let him be anathema. Know the language. If anyone says that, well, sacrament of penance is not instituted by Christ the Lord for reconciling the faithful to God as often as they fall into sin after baptism, let him be anathema. Jesus Christ became man to redeem the human race from sin. And Christ, and then we keep repeating the verbs, merited, gained, won the graces for our salvation by his death on Calvary. But Christ instituted the sacraments to communicate the graces of Calvary, of which the most important sacrament is the Eucharist. In all the sacraments, all six sacraments besides the Eucharist are directed towards the Eucharist. Why then, notice the reason for the sacrament of penance: to reconcile the faithful to God as often as they fall into sin after baptism. Anyone who denies that Jesus instituted the sacrament of penance is automatically excommunicated from the Catholic Church. Now, sisters, let me be more clear.